Just one halakha that Maran brings down in Siman Mem Vav. Hayav Adam Levarech Bechol Yom Me'a Berachot Lefachot. Maran holds that it's obligatory every day minimally to make at least 100 Berachot. Now there's different sources where this halakha comes from. Most Mefarshim, including the Gemara and the Rambam, learned that the source comes from a derasha that we make on the pasuk, Ma Hashem Elohecha Shoel Me'imach. What does God ask from you? The Gemara says, Al Tikre Ma. Don't read the word Ma Ela Me'a. And from here, it's as if the pasuk is saying that it is 100 berachot. That's all God is asking from you, to make 100 berachot every day. Some credit it to David HaMelech, that there was a epidemic in David's time where there were 100 Jews dying every day. And therefore he instituted to make 100 berachot in order to stop the plague. As the pasuk says, Ne'um ha-gever hukam al. Al gematria 100. That was by David HaMelech. Others give a remez to the pasuk when it says, Hine kichen yevorach gaver. The words kichen equal 100. Kichen yevarech gaver. The person should make 100 blessings. Whatever the source is, we just have a few questions that we have to analyze in the halakha. Number one, when does this begin? When does the day begin for the me'a berachot? The halakha, Chamavadja holds, it begins after arbit. And therefore you start counting all those berachot, starting from, let's say, the berachat kriyat shema. Actually, we don't say the berachah of Kiryat Shema before we go to sleep, so we can't count that. So for us, any berachot that would be made, let's say, from the evening after Arbit, including the next morning, which would start from Netilat Shadayim, Asher Yatzar, Elokai Neshama, Berachot HaShachar, Baruch She'amar, the seven berachot of Kiryat Shema, and of course, if a person sprang three Amidot a day, he has 57 berachot right there. Plus, if he eats two meals a day, and he washes, he gets the Netilat Shadayim and Hamotzi, the Berkat HaMazon. On a normal day, it's easy to accomplish the 100 Berachot. Shabbat, we're a little short, because of the Amidot. Instead of a 19 Beracha Amidah, it's only a 7 Beracha Amidah. Although we get an extra Amidah of Musaf, but we're still short. Halakha says, person should eat extra fruit, extra food on Shabbat to make up the berachot. Some people make berachan bitsamim from time to time in order to collect the extra berachot. If that's still short, some say you could listen to the berachot of, let's say, the Torah, and when you answer amen to the berachot, you have kavana, and the Gemara says the amen could also count for such a situation. The question then is asked, let's say you have se'udah shlishit and it runs into the evening. Does that count for the next day, or could you count that for Shabbat? Chamavadja holds that until you pray Arbit again, it's still considered Shabbat, and you count it on the Shabbat counting. Once you pray Arbit, as we said, you start the new counting. Last but not least, the question was asked in Halakha, are ladies obligated in this mitzvah? You have a big mahloket amongst the poskim. Shevet HaLevi holds, ladies are exempt. And he wants to bring a proof that the Bet Yosef, when he counted the berachot that a person makes a day, one of the berachot he counted was sisi, tefillin. Now ladies don't make these berachot. However, Chabad argues and holds that ladies are obligated as well. Now that's very difficult, because our ladies only pray one Amidah a day. So that's 19. And they really don't make too many berachot in the tefillah either. They don't say Baruch She'amar with the berachah, nor the berachot of Kiryat Shema. So therefore, the ladies probably have to snack all day long, which I'm sure they're not too interested in doing that either, in order to compensate the me'a berachot. But my point really is, today, we just heard of a terrible tragedy. You see over here that berachot have the ability to stop plagues. Berachot have the ability to stop people, God forbid, from dying from catastrophic situations. So we can't mizalzel. You make a beracha now, shakon el baro, could be just save somebody from a car accident, which is the value of a beracha, is awesome. And it worked. Once David started to institute 100 berachot, no more people died. So Be'ezat Hashem, we should be a little more cognizant, not only on the count, to make sure that we come to 100, but to make sure that we make at least few of them a day at least. So we'll start with a few, with kavanah, in order to protect Klal Yisrael.